host, Deanna Spangola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. For people who can tell the difference between the truth and disinformation and indoctrination, to see the guest lineup for Studios A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit the radio schedule page at spangola.com to see a list of my guests, together with links to their websites. For questions or comments only during the program, please email Spangola1 at yahoo.com. Otherwise, my regular email is Deanna at Spangola.com. We will take your calls in the second hour after the first break at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Nancy T. Banks. She is the author of AIDS, Opium, Diamonds, and Empire, The Deadly Virus of International Greed. Her website is nancybanksmd.com. She is a graduate of Hunter College and Harvard Medical School. As a senior medical student, she was awarded a scholarship from the American College of Surgeons to study surgery and tropical medicine at Benin Medical College in Benin, Nigeria. She completed her internship and residency in general surgery and obstetrics and gynecology at St. Luke's and Mount Sinai Hospital and Medical Center. She was a Galloway Fellow in Gynecological Oncology at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. She has also a master's degree in finance from Pace University. So that is quite a resume. And you have more skills than in just medicine. Welcome to the program, Dr. Banks.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we haven't talked since January. It's been, some months since we talked.
Wow. Has it been that long?
Yes. Or at least I had you on the radio.
Wow.
But I understand that you were just a guest at a conference where you... was that in California?
Yes, there. You know, as people may know, in Washington D.C., just a week or so ago, the annual AIDS conference was held by the pharmaceutical industry, and they certainly had a lot of money to be able to sponsor over 20,000 people to come and listen to their what I call pharmaceutical a drug industry propaganda. But we had a small conference in the south of France about a month ago where people came from really all over Europe. There were people from Spain and Italy and France, of course, and the United States and Mexico. And basically, we were people trying to figure out how you can begin to help people heal and help them from being so frightened of an HIV diagnosis and what they can do in order to heal themselves if, in fact, they are sick. Because most people don't realize that the majority of people who have a positive HIV test, that test is likely to be a false positive test. There are some people who may go on to develop what we call immune problems, but those can be evaluated and treated as we have treated many diseases in the past. So I think that what we're trying to do is to get people to stop being a slave to the pharmaceutical industry and to stop believing their hype, because their goal is to sell product.
Right. All righty, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back in just a minute. 3 minutes.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? from GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
You know, babe, I've got to say, there's a whole passel of reasons I'm happy we bought our seed bank from Texas Ready.
Really?
Yeah, the one that makes me happiest is our salsa garden. Onions, jalapenos, fantastic tomatoes, cilantro.
I know, dear. You couldn't survive without your salsa.
Folks, Texas Ready helps you to thrive, not merely survive. Multiple kinds of heirloom tomatoes, onions, and peppers. Plus non-GMO corn, beans, peas, and vegetable varieties out the wazoo. With over 75 varieties, each Liberty Seed Bank has enough fruit, herbs, and vegetables to enable you to grow well over 2,000 pounds of food in your subdivision backyard each year. Order your bank today at TexasReady.net or come visit us at Glenn Beck's Restoring Love Conference, July 26th and 27th. We'll be set up near the registration tables at the Arlington Sheraton. Go to TexasReady.net for more information. See you there.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Today is Dr. Nancy T. Banks, the author of AIDS, Opium, Diamonds, and Empire, the Deadly Virus of International Greed. Her website is nancybanksmd.com. And you were talking about the conference in the south of France and the fact that the participants were trying to find a way to help people to treat themselves or to get over their illnesses. And you spent 25 years practicing where people, women, thousands of women came to you and trusted you as their primary care physician or their obstetrician or surgeon. And so I think that you were probably able to offer a lot of practical information at this conference.
Well, also, I think Deanna, the biggest thing for me in trying to promote an idea that's not a popular idea is the overcoming the brain lock that the major corporate media has on people's minds. They can create an image, and the image can be so strong that that image becomes a reality, and so that people walk around in a fog matrix, which they think is true, and they act on it as if it has some basis in reality. And the problem is when you begin to, you know, flip the pages and go deeper into the issues that are being talked about as if they were, in fact, real, one begins to really understand that they're built upon a house of cards. And it's unfortunate because people are frightened in most things. For example, if your child has autism, you think there may not be any help, when in fact there are some people who are detoxing people and and actually restoring these children to health. If you have cancer, you may think that you only have one option. If you have a diagnosis of HIV, you may think that you only have one option. And so people get herded into a stall where there is only a dead end, and they are unaware, or they don't want to be aware, that they do have options. Now, part of that lack of awareness also means that if you have a problem, at some level, you also have to begin to take personal responsibility for your own care and for seeking out the kinds of therapies that, in fact, will be beneficial to you.
And I believe that's true. Now, you mentioned cancer, and of course we see all of these television ads that we should get a yearly mammography, that we should handle it, that if we are found to have a lump in our breast or something, that there is a certain procedure that one must go through, where in fact this procedure sometimes makes you a patient for the rest of your life, because in the treatment of that said breast cancer, they can actually spread that cancer to other parts of your body. Is that true?
Well, this is the problem with any medical diagnosis. The big problem to overcome is your fear, because once you're in a state of fear, you're not going to think rationally, and you're simply going to, you know, you're going to now turn into what I call a zombie patient, and you will follow whatever the protocols are. And that's unfortunate, because most of the time when people have a diagnosis of cancer, it's not acute. They have time to really think about what their problem is, what could have led to them getting sick, and also how they can proceed to change those possibilities. But most people panic, they get fearful, and they begin to do whatever the physician tells them. And that's the point that I'm trying to make, is that the protocols are not always beneficial. For example, there certainly is some controversy at this time about the efficacy of mammograms, especially yearly mammograms, because there is some research that may indicate that yearly mammograms, in fact, may increase your risk of breast cancer over time. So that I think that you know, we have to begin to look at the protocols and to ask ourselves, are these protocols appropriate for large populations? And I think that's the big problem that we're having right now, doing medicine and confusing medicine with public health.
Right. Now, you've indicated elsewhere that oftentimes a person may receive a false test result from a mammogram. Is that true?
Well, the problem is that we live in a litigious society, and the trend is at this time, I think, for the radiologist to overread mammograms and not to make a clear diagnosis. When I first went into practice, there was a radiologist in my county who was just fabulous. He was a real physician. He was a real clinician, and he could give me a diagnosis. He very seldom hedged. He knew how to read mammograms. But there's a generation of physicians coming along who don't have the same skill set and who hedge their bets. And so they say it may be this, it's maybe it's that. Now, you're the clinician. If you're getting a hedged bet, you have to make a decision. And the decision always goes to the worst case scenario. And that's the problem at this time. So unfortunately, these mammograms are leading to a lot of procedures that are probably unnecessary, and also leading to a lot of fear, which leads to more mammograms, which leads to excess cancer. So that's a problem. But part of the problem, again, are the patients and their anxieties. You know, it's a two-way street, so I'm not just blaming the medical community. I'm also blaming patients for not doing their homework.
Okay. And definitely... we do know that the medical industry is about making money, and you make a lot of money when you do screenings, when you do the yearly screenings, and you know.
Well, I think the big thing that we should be aware of in the West is that we don't really have a healthcare industry. We have a disease care industry. And so our goal is not to keep people healthy. Our goal is to treat people after they get sick. And so that mindset in itself tends to drive, you know, how things go. So I think part of what you're doing and part of what we're trying to do is to begin to raise the very basic question is, what is health? What does health look like? You know, how, if you are on the path where you're beginning to be unhealthy, if you want to reverse that, how do you begin to reverse that? So those are questions. For example, one of the things that always intrigued me in medicine is something called the placebo effect. Now, the placebo effect is this. When you do studies, say, for a particular drug, and you give one person the drug, and you give another person a sugar pill that looks like the drug, and you tell, you know, neither person knows exactly what medicine that they're getting. And then you observe the effects over time. And then you find a significant number of the people who get the sugar pill actually improve or have health benefits. And so we have never studied that as a phenomena. And I think that it's outrageous. Why don't we study those people who are able to heal themselves simply by thinking that they received a medicine that's going to be beneficial?
That is really amazing, isn't it?
It's just mind-boggling, because it's so available to be able to study these people and to see what happens to their metabolism once they've made a decision that pill is going to help them.
And so they can perhaps let loose of their anxiety and their fear and let their body heal itself, when in fact, you know, it's the fear and the anxiety over a disease that that perhaps makes this disease grow.
Exactly. And I think one of the things that I do know about the immune system is that if, for example, we have something called the flight or fight system, and that's when we have an outpouring of cortisol from our adrenal glands. And on a short-term basis, that's a very helpful kind of thing, because what it does is it allows all of our body to get ready to defend ourselves. But if we're anxious over a long period of time, that outpouring of cortisol, in fact, begins to deteriorate our body functions, begins to suppress our immune system, and begins to make us sick. So chronic stress, chronic fear, and chronic anxiety, in fact, are things that suppress our health. And so what do we have in this culture? We have a culture in which the powers that be seem to want us to be in a constant panic and fear state. And I see in the United States that's happening now with all this gun business.
Oh, exactly. My goodness, some people are afraid to go out in public now because of, you know, fear of getting shot. And, of course, they do it. This last episode up in Wisconsin was at a church. And, you know, you should be able to feel safe in a church. You should be able to feel safe at the theater. But, oh, my goodness, it's terrible.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, we do have to take a quick 3-minute break, and then we'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldarethespraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guest today is Dr. Nancy T. Banks, the author of AIDS, Opium, Diamonds, and Empire, the Deadly Virus of International Greed. Her website is nancybanksmd.com. And we were talking about our potential feelings of vulnerability because of the recent shootings. Go ahead. You were going to say something before we went to the break.
Since 9/11, there have been a series of what I call future shocks. That is, terrible events happening to the people of the United States in such a way that it's unsettling. It's like one of the things that has been wonderful for me growing up in the United States and for people coming to the United States is that for the most part, the United States has been a very stable country for a long time. We've certainly had our problems and we've had our disagreements, but compared to many other countries, the country has been fairly stable, and that's why so many people want to come to the United States for that stability and the opportunity to raise your family and to have gainful employment. But we've seen since 2001 with that shock, and then we had the oil spills, and we've had the series of wars, and we had the envelopes that were sent with the powder, and then we had the shooter in Washington, D.C., and then we've had these gun events, and we've had the economic crisis, which seems to get worse, and on top of all of that, we've had people losing their homes because the banks over-leveraged themselves, and so we've had one crisis that over the last 10 or 12 years, we've had one crisis after another, and we've had one president after another who seems to be more incompetent than the last each president. And I think we're going into a presidential election, and it doesn't matter to me, as I'm looking at it, it doesn't really matter, because Ron Paul is not going to get this nomination, and it's going to be Romney or Obama, and so there's no choice, and so there's no, we have a country that essentially is without any kind of leadership. And so we're a ship afloat on the ocean without a rudder. And I think people are feeling that, and I think they're feeling very unsettled, and I think as a result, we're seeing a lot of illness. And so the point that I'm making is that chronic stress can suppress your immune system and can lead to multiple kinds of illnesses. And that's the state that we're in right now. So I think it's unfortunate, and I think this is the time that all of us are going to have to dig in deep and find our core and to find our beliefs and to really find the strength that we all have inside of us in order to heal ourselves mentally and spiritually so that we can heal ourselves physically.
What are some of the things that we can do physically to counteract this stress?
Well, you know, some of the first of all, I think people need to look around and ask them one of the most important things that you can do for yourself is ask yourself empowering questions rather than disempowering. And the empowering questions are always like, what's good about my life? For example, you probably, almost everyone has some family or friends. You may have a home. You may have a garden in your backyard. You may live next to a park. There are little things that you can ask yourself, things that we sometimes overlook that actually create abundance in our lives. And so sometimes when we're feeling that we don't have enough, we have to empower ourselves by asking ourselves the right questions. The other things that we can begin to do is to de-stress. One of the most important things is to learn how to breathe. And so if you learn how to breathe properly and you learn how to breathe from your diaphragm rather than shallow breathing, because a characteristic of stress is shallow breathing, which means that that's going to reset your metabolic rate and create an acidotic process in your body. So learning how to breathe, and some people do meditation. The other thing, of course, is exercise, and for everyone that could be different. Everybody doesn't have to go to the gym. It could be riding a bicycle, taking a walk. It could be doing some simple. It could be cleaning your house. It could be cleaning your house. Vacuuming is good exercise. And of course, the most important thing, I think, is also being aware of the quality of the food that you're eating, and try to stay away from prepared foods as much as possible, and to eat as much natural and whole food as you can find.
Right. And I also think it's important to think about fluoride, to think about aspartame, to think about the microwave, not using a microwave oven, because it just basically irradiates your food and takes all the vitamins out of it. So just, you know, common sense kinds of things.
Well, you're exactly right, Deanna. I think that we tend to forget that so many products are sent our way without us having any control over them. I mean, for example, we can't always control, everyone can't find organic food. However, it's summertime, and sometimes people have markets, farmers markets, and if you could find farmers markets that sell organic produce in the summertime, I think it's a great time to do that.
Great. Okay, we do have to cut to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Nancy T. Banks, the author of AIDS, Opium, Diamonds, and Empire, the Deadly Virus of International Greed. I highly recommend this book. It's a wonderful book. I'm sitting here holding it in my hand, and it's got a lot of post-it notes in it on my favorite pages. And if you want a really great book, I recommend that you purchase that book. It is available through her website at nancybanksmd.com or through Amazon. And you were talking about shopping at local farmers markets and staying away from prepared foods and doing the things that we need to do to take care of ourselves. I think one of the things that would be beneficial is turning off the television.
Well, that goes without saying, because some, you know, one of the things that happens with the television is that it focuses our brain, it puts our brains in sort of a trance-like state. And so while we're watching the television, because we're in a trance-like state, we're very receptive to the information that comes through. And so as if we're listening to the news or if we're listening to a commercial, because of the brainwave situation that the television induces, we are more likely to respond to what is being said. So it is a fabulous propaganda machine, and it's used very efficiently and effectively for getting people to believe in a particular manner. So you're right about that. I just want to get back to, you know, you talked about the mammograms and the x-rays, and I just did want to talk about that a bit more, if that's okay with you.
Oh, please, please. I'd like to have you do that.
Yeah, because there has been some, you know, a recent study showed that x-ray treatment, radiation treatment, can actually make a cancer. Cancer has different kinds of cells in any cancer that's growing. So it has some what they call cancer stem cells. And those stem cells are the cells that can go on to metastasize and repopulate. So the object, theoretically, of chemotherapy and radiation therapy is to kill not only the growing cells, but also these stem cells, these cancer stem cells. And what happens, that radiation and chemotherapy are very oxidizing. And if you think of cancer as a survival mechanism, for example, cells revert to a cancerous state when they're trying to stay alive. That is that for whatever reason, your body has been filled with toxins or you have a stress level and your body can't handle it. That area of your body, which may be a little bit weak, for example, different people get cancers in different parts of their body. And so that may be an area where you have a bit of weakness. And so your body responds, the cells respond by trying to survive. So cancer is an agent survival mechanism because the cancer cells revert back to an ancient form of a cell that occurred in the early part of the development of eukaryotic cells. So what happens when you bombard these cells with oxidative stressors such as radiation or chemotherapy? Those cells dig in even more because they're trying to survive even more. And so what they're finding, in fact, is that radiation and chemotherapy can actually increase your risk of dying from cancer because it can make the cancer even more resistant. And I think that's a metaphor for how we can begin to think about health, because health is about loving yourself and treating yourself gently. And the metaphor that we use currently in medicine is about attacking and killing. And so if you change the metaphor and you say, you know, what is this cancer telling me about how I need to reform my life or myself in a way that is more loving? And how do I find a way to do that? And so that is that's an entirely different approach to how we think about health. And so the answer is are there nutrients that I'm missing? Are there things in my psychological, spiritual life that I'm missing? Is there a deep-seated anger that I have at something or someone that I need to get rid of? So we can begin to ask ourselves the questions that allow us to heal, not only physically, but psychologically, and to begin to take responsibility for ourselves.
Now, what if a person has, for instance, breast cancer and receives radiation for that cancer, and then later on, a couple of years later, develops cancer nodules on the lung?
You mean metastatic breast cancer that has spread?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking me about?
Yes.
Well, that, of course, those are the stem cells that haven't been contained. And once the cancer is metastatic, the prognosis certainly goes down significantly.
I didn't want to hear that.
So the most important thing is, though, however, even though the prognosis may not be as good, the issue is that what are the things that you can do that you need to do to begin to heal those issues? And one of the things the treatments that they found at the University of Texas and other places that has been working with reversing cancer has been something called curcumin.
And what is
turmeric?
That and where?
It's curcumin.
Okay.
It's turmeric. It's, yeah, it's,
right.
It's a yellow spice used in Indian cooking for years and years and years. And they found that it's been very effective. And there are other therapies that have not really gotten the we need to do more research. You know, we found treatments. For example, in Canada, they have found dichloroacetic acid, DCA, has been reversing cancers. And so there are therapies that seem to be working. However, because they cannot be patented, the large studies that we need to know whether or not they are helpful are not in process. And that's the problem.
Right. Now, how would one use turmeric in order? Would they take it in a liquid form? Would they add it to juice? Or how would they take
that? It generally comes in a powdered form in capsules. And so you would follow advice that... Mm-hmm.
Okay, just
It comes in capsule form. You can, you know, many of the natural products companies actually make some good products, so you can find it fairly easily.
Okay. All righty. We do have an email question, and it's from Nancy, and she says that she's not sure whether you would want to discuss this at all. But what is your opinion of Boyd Graves' AIDS research?
This is one of the things that I think is interesting, is that people like Boyd and this other person who's a dentist, they have a belief that they have isolated an HIV virus, and the HIV virus has been spread through hepatitis vaccines and other things into the community. But there's no evidence for that. But there is a lot of evidence for people having gotten sick as a result of some lifestyle issues. Now, which means that many of those problems can be reversed, and they can be reversed with natural products and with lifestyle changes. So has the government in the past done some terrible things on human experimentation? The answer is yes, but I think that they're trying to promote the idea that the government created this virus and gave it to people is just a false notion.
Okay. Although, as you say, they've done these kinds of things in the past.
Well, people, let's think logically. If you're going to put a virus into the environment, viruses don't just attack certain people. A virus is not discriminatory.
True.
You know, it's not going to just attack homosexuals, or it's not just going to attack blacks or Africans. A virus is a virus. It doesn't know what color you are and what sex you are. Come on, get
right.
Let's just think.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh my goodness. I was looking in your chapter 9, Kissinger and Nixon, China, Vietnam, drugs, cancer, and HIV connection. And of course, every chapter has wonderful things. And the fact that you are so well educated and skilled in several different things, including finance, you have the extra ability to put things in perspective. And you talk about the war on drugs and basically that this was just kind of a money-making exercise operation. And I was also going to ask you, if you thought, and we're backtracking a bit, if you thought that these gun situations, like up in Wisconsin and in the theater in Colorado, do you think that those were staged? Do you think that the CIA... did this, or do you think that these people were mind controlled? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, I only try to speak about what I have evidence for, and I have no evidence that anyone else except these people were involved in this, except there are indications that almost every one of these people who seems to have been involved in a shooting, whether it's the boys that shot up the high school in California or the university or the Virginia Tech or now these ones, every one of these people has been involved either with the military or under psychiatric care, and almost all of them have been on some sort of psychiatric or psychotropic drugs. Now, I think that's a thread that we have to look at carefully, because that's something that is evident, but we cannot connect those dots because we don't have the evidence for it at this time. So I think it's not so important for us to speculate who did this. The importance for us is to ask ourselves who benefits and how do they want us to respond? Well, for me, one of the things that is happening that I see is the dismantling of the Bill of Rights. And they pretty much have they put people in free speech zones. They say it's habeas corpus is pretty much gone. They say it's okay for the president to actually assassinate Americans. And now the one of the last things that seems that they want to do, because this is part of a UN mandate, is to disarm the population. So if they can create, this is sort of like a problem reaction solution. So the issue isn't who did it, but who is going to benefit. So if you're one of the elite in this country and you want to disarm the population, whether you plan this or it happened, you're going to use it to your advantage. And I think that's what's going to happen in the United States, that if something happens, whether it's planned or it happens spontaneously, the powers that be are going to use it to their advantage. And I think we have to be careful of that.
Right. Like Rahm Emanuel a few years back said, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Exactly. And so if your goal is to destroy the Second Amendment, this is certainly a good way to do it, because people are going to say, you got to get rid of the guns, but are the guns really the problem?
Right.
It seems to me, in fact, that in situations where other people have been armed legally, that the legal people have guns, that they've been able to thwart these crimes. And when crimes are thwarted with guns, that very seldom gets reported.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
And let me just say this. I don't like guns. I don't like, I'd like to live in peace, and I'd like to think that we don't need these kinds of things. But I think we need to be practical in this society, and I think we need to understand the things that are happening to us. I grew up in the Midwest, where almost everybody had a gun when I grew up, but people also used to hunt. And there was no issue when I grew up with kids shooting themselves, finding the guns, because somehow people were taught gun safety, or parents hid the guns in such a way that kids didn't find them. So I don't remember that being a problem.
Yeah, my dad always had a gun, several guns. My uncles had guns. My aunt had a gun. She went shooting all the time. I grew up with them, and that was just the way it was. And I grew up out west. But now I live in the Chicago area, and people here say, oh, no, we can't have guns. I mean, I know people.
The criminal should have guns.
Right.
I mean, God forbid the law-abiding people should have guns. What a concept.
Well, I guess people in Chicago don't do any hunting or something, but oh, my goodness. I remember taking my son deer hunting. But it was kind of wonderful. He saw this huge deer, and it was so magnificent and so majestic. He could not shoot it. I'm so proud of him. I don't believe in killing animals.
Yeah, I think it's important that one of the things that we certainly needed to learn from the Native Americans is how to take what we need and leave the rest. Because they honored the animals that they killed. They realized the animal was giving their life so that they could live. And I think that's an important concept that we, unfortunately, with our animal farming and the way we raise our livestock, we've lost that concept, the concept that these animals are giving their lives so that we can live. So that's a sacred, that's a sacred contract between ourselves and the animals.
I agree with you totally. I I don't think I could shoot an animal. I really don't. I would defend myself, but I couldn't shoot an animal. Just don't have the heart for that kind of thing.
So a lot of things that we take for granted in our so-called civilization, I think one of the things that all of these crises are giving us an opportunity to do to rethink our so-called civilization, because if our civilization is moving us farther and farther away from who we are as humans, I think it's time to rethink who we are as humans.
Yes. It's also time to go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. My guest today is Dr. Nancy T. Banks. She is the author of AIDS, Opium, Diamonds, and Empire, the Deadly Virus of International Greed. Her website is nancybanksmd.com. And we are taking calls in the next hour after the first break at 800-313-9443. I do have one email question, and this is from Linda. And she says, a friend of mine recently developed thyroid cancer, which they removed, the thyroid. The doctor told her the reason was so many people that so many people are getting thyroid cancer is because they are using a natural sea salt instead of the table salt with iodine. What are your thoughts? You're kind of fuzzy. I think it's, I'm not sure whether it's my...
Hear me now?
You know what, Deanna, what happens after an hour? Okay, maybe we could reconnect to you. We'll have the board operator call you back.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, okay. Okay, yeah, we reconnected.
That happens after about an hour. It always starts getting fuzzy. It's just Skype, so... No, first of all, the sea salt has natural iodine in it. So the doctor, you know, because remember the sea salt has from the sea generally has things from kelp and other kinds of sea life that have naturally occurring iodine. So there is iodine in sea salt. The problem that I think that we're going to see. With thyroid problems, and the doctor is probably fairly ignorant of halogens in the environment, because the halogens, iodine is a halogen, fluoride is a halogen, bromide are halogens, and fluoride, of course, is in the water, bromide is in most of our bread products. So fluoride and bromide displace iodine from the thyroid, and so can cause problems with nodules, with cancer, and with thyroid underactivity or overactivity. So we're sort of inundated with those things. Now, over this last year, we're going to see an increase in thyroid cancer. You know, I don't know where this person lives because of Fukushima. People probably aren't taking additional iodine, which you can take. You can buy Lugol's or nascent iodine over the internet and begin to take additional iodine. And also some people, for example, you're from Chicago, I'm from the Midwest. The soils in the Midwest are traditionally devoid of iodine, so many people in the Midwest had goiters in the past, and so that has been a historical problem for the Midwest, with which doctors haven't really addressed with their patients in terms of supplements. And right. So I think that there are some environmental things that we can't control, such as the radiation coming out of Fukushima, which we have not been told the truth about.
Okay, we do need to take our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back, and we'll pick that up on the other side of the break.
Are you a